From group four, we have Jorge Villegas.
All right, so we had a wonderful group and a wonderful discussion on pillar number two. And in terms of acceleration of pre-existing programs, instead of finding one specific to talk about, we say, well, the first step on collaborating in moving forward in research and scholarship is knowing each other. So we need to find new ways to develop relationships between members of the university system, from conferences, from meetings, from ways to collaborate in different projects. So that's one idea, and adding a little more to that, not only between us, but also globally. We were talking that University of Illinois doesn't bring us many people, many global voices to our campuses. And it's something that is part of this point that we have great programs already in different places, but we just need to talk. You know, it's a grassroots approach, not a astroturf kind of process. It's by just talking, that's the first step. The other point that we have is that we have a footprint that is one of the largest in Illinois, if not the largest in terms of higher education. So how do we embed the university through the state, school districts, so on and so forth? And this is going to make more sense on our next slide. Sorry about the busyness of that slide. That was my mistake. I think the main overarching theme that we talked about was healthy communities. Not only in terms of the traditional health, not only in terms of illnesses, we're talking about urban development, the fact that people have jobs when they're out in their communities, that there's that they have food security as well. So that was our big topic, and in some way, all of these are reflected on policies. So therefore, we feel that the Lincoln Institute idea is a wonderful way of going from the bench, so to speak, from our research to something that happens in the real world, in the communities. And one way to do that is by being part of the policy-making environment. Again, the Lincoln Institute government was considered one of the important issues. I think, and we were talking about that, we continue having issues presenting the value of the university, but it's not only our problem, it's all over. As you know, science and technology, well, science and humanities, we are not seen as an integrated part of the society. It seems that we are a luxury in some way. So how can we advocate better for all of us? And one way to do this is definitely what we create at the bench, what we create in the labs, in survey, in our research, and so on and so forth, how to bring it all the way to the classroom as soon as possible, helping development of policy, and also at the community level. So how we translate that as fast as possible. We were talking also that there's a lot of technologies that they're available, but how to adopt that technology, how to understand the culture that needs to adopt that technology is not already in place. So the fact that, again, we have great technology is the translational to the field, the translation to a particular culture, which is missing. And going back again to the idea of globalization, everything that is happening in the world, we need to realize that the world is shrinking. The problems that we have in migration, we're going to eventually have to deal with that in our own place. What's happening in terms of the environment, it will have an impact here. So we need to be prepared to deal with these global issues. And some of the comments that we had in our room was pretty much that we were not there yet. Other universities are doing things much better in terms of being really global players. And it can start by just inviting people over to talk with that. We talk about new partnerships. I think this is similar to what we have talked in others. Probably the most important thing about our conversation is that it's not about finding new people to or new organizations to get funding. It's create new relationships, new ways of funding with these organizations. There are foundations that are creating new ways to work with universities, and that's something that we would need to explore more to really see how to create these new relationships. We know that for sure that companies in the United States and in other parts in the world, they are not doing as much R&D, research and development, because of the risks involved. So therefore, they go out and buy companies. Well, one place that they can go and buy the technology is our campuses. We do great research, basic research, risky research, because many of our projects won't work. You know, that's part of research, right? And a company, you cannot do that. We have that opportunity, and we have to find new ways to talk to them and create relationships. Am I okay on timing? All right. Something that we talk about is that companies, foundations, and so on and so forth, they hate to pay high transaction costs. They see a company, organization that takes 6 months more than others, that takes a percentage that is larger than other places, they will not even look at the university. We need to become more nimble in order to really go for this for these projects. Something that we talk a little bit about this in terms of resource implementation is that it's great to be around 100 of your best friends, you know, like today. You have 100 people to talk to, like today. It's wonderful to be together with all of you. But our reality is in at the bench, in our laptop, writing a proposal, a paper, doing focus groups, whatever. We have this lonely job, up to a point, of doing research. And the reward system is you write a paper, you publish it, you get to the next one. If that paper had a great policy implication, I don't get tenure, I don't get rewarded for the implementation part, for the policy part, for seeing it at the school level, for seeing it somewhere else. So how do we reward that? That we have a lot of assistant professors, associate professors, full professors, willing to go more into the communities, but say, I don't get rewarded for that. So why would I go out? And I know this sounds a little bit simplistic and a little bit, difficult to see, but that's the reality of someone that is pressured to get tenure, to get to the next step, getting the research done, and is not going for a policy meeting or so on and so forth. As I mentioned before, new ways to partner. We need to find new ways to partner with all these foundations and all these different opportunities, but we need to create those. And finally, as I mentioned before, we need to lower the transaction cost. It's too high, the cost when we want to go and get funding from other places. So our declaration statement, scholarship to advance the human condition. We're in this framework, we are U of I. Thank you.